20, everyone. Fine, let's go. We're holding here on Lukut HS. We'll have to the ice test. So it's the ice test. Al yidei tefila b'kaya, through tefila with strength, a president could be zeichah to come to Eretz Yisrael. Putting power into tefila, davening, trying to put in concentration, saying the words properly. Also through the mitzvah of sukkah. Because sukkah, tefila b'kaya, and Eretz Yisrael are all one aspect. By president fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, and tefila, you could be zeichah to Eretz Yisrael.
Sukkah,
tefila, and Eretz Yisrael. And also it says other places, Nisim also. For that many places, also Nisim. Fine, Yud. To see Lurit b'mapaltav shal Rishayim, to see the downfall of Rishayim, he ebshukim ha'idei b'chineis Eretz Yisrael. It's impossible unless it's through the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Hidal. Through the tefila properly, when a person dies properly, like it's spoken about over there in tefila, in Kutayis the tefila, then a person could arouse the schus of the avos, the schus, the merit of the forefathers. And through that, they could also draw the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, even in Galus now, because the forefathers, they were all trying to draw the Indian of Eretz Yisrael. Shem told Olam, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, right? Even though they were never in Eretz Yisrael, meaning when they were alive, they weren't really living in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu wasn't living in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak was here. Yaakov was there part of the time. Even though, so there's the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. But even now in Golos, when even Eretz Yisrael itself is under the Sitra Achra in the hands of the other side, so it's harder to connect with Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is hard to be revealed, like we see outside in Eretz Yisrael. But it's hard to feel the Kedusha and see the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, right? Like in a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael. Still, a person could reveal the Kedusha, even in this bitter Golos, through the Schus Avos, through the Merit. So we're saying, through a person davening with strength, this could arouse the merit of the forefathers. What does that do, Paz? Through their schos, the aspect of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is revealed. Even though we're deep in Galus now, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is revealed.
We said the example of Caleb going to the Hebron.
It's true. For sure, see a connection to Caleb when he wanted to get Caleb, for sure, when he wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to do the sin of the Meraglim, he davened by the forefathers. Right.
He was here.
What?
He's talking about people in Gabul. Outside
well,
of Israel.
Even if you're in here, we spoke about, you still could have missed the whole boat and not merit the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Even if you're in here. You can already be here and still not have Kedusha. A lot of people, Tel Aviv, a lot of places, they have no Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. They're not connected. They're not really connected to the Kedusha. Well, there is Kedusha. I said there are many people in Eretz Yisrael who are not connected to the Kedusha. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of Kedusha in Tel Aviv.
It's the
aspect of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael, it's something. But we're saying it to be zecha to the Kedusha, to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, right? That's through tefillah b'kavanah. Tefillah b'kavanah, right? Tefillah of strength. Of course, one level is to be here. For sure, one level is to actually physically be here, our physical body. But then, to connect to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is another level, right? To actually connect with the Kedusha, not just the Zionism, the real Kedusha, connect with the spirituality that Eretz Yisrael has to offer, is another level. And then, once we zeichah to this Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, right? So we down with Kavana, now we got the other fighting for us, and they aroused, and they gave us strength to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Now, we could see the fall of the other guy. And not only are we going to see the fall of the Rishayim, but whatever they plan on doing to us, that's what we're going to do to them. That's what will happen to them. And so the way, this is also done through the fact when a person is Dalek Hafsachut, they judge a Russia favorably. I mean, you're not saying his evil is really good. You find the good points even in the Russia. We could also, through this, you could also be saved for the Russia. So a wicked person, instead of looking how bad he is, if you look at the good points that he has, I say, you know, he's still a Jew, he's still this. That also could make him have a downfall. And also the tzaddikim who do good are zeicha to face the Hashem. And that is Kut Eitzas. Baruch Hashem, we're in Shmir Salasha now. So, welcome to our Shira and Shmir Salasha. So in Shara Tarif Erek Zayit. Says, we were speaking about earlier how it's so important for a person to send their children to learn Torah. You said that there are people who they they send their children to learn. When they're 14 or 15, they take them out of learning. They say that they want them to work. And then they end up not knowing the Torah and mitzvahs. All they know how to do is wear free clothing of freedom. They get chofesh. They just wear clothing like they're on a vacation all the time. I just want more money. He says, what is it at embarrassment of the father when he comes to his time to return to Hashem? He's saying, some people, they say, what do I need my son to sit and learn for? Well, he's going to be a big lamdan, he's going to be a rav. So from their words, it sounds like he's not going to become a big rabbi, then you don't have to know how to serve Hashem. It sounds like, fine, you only learn to become a rabbi. If he's not going to become a rabbi or a lamdan, then there's no point of him learning. He says, no. He said, we know the pasuk says, the mitzvahs of Hashem bara me'iris einayim. The mitzvahs of Hashem, they help a person, they open a person's eyes. So with a person without Torah guiding him, even in this world, he's like a blind person who goes on a road full of holes and potholes. And his danger is very great, and he's closer to him being saved. A person without Torah, besides the fact that he's going to be missing a lot of mitzvahs in the next world, because they don't know what mitzvahs are, but also he's ending up doing a lot of averas because he thinks they're mitzvahs. The person doesn't have the Torah guiding him. He thinks that sometimes things are really averas, he thinks they're mitzvahs. He doesn't have the Torah guiding him, he makes a mistake. Sometimes he doesn't even know what mitzvahs are. He thinks averas are mitzvahs are averas. And even the mitzvahs that he has, if he didn't learn Torah, he's going to do them without enthusiasm. Because he's disconnecting. He's going to do that without simcha, without love and fear of Hashem. Even those mitzvahs are very neglected, because even those mitzvahs are very lacking in many ways. Okay, welcome to our Shira on Gemara. On Gemara, Sefas Makos. Sefas Beitza. Only now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines from the top. El Asafik, my time. What's the reason, by the case where you have a Asafik, you have a Koi, which is an animal which where you have a doubt, if we have to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, right? Because you only have to do Kisei Adam on an animal which is called a Chaya, and not if it goes under the category of Behemoth. So we're saying, for on a Koi, you can't do Kisei Adam on Yom Tov. You can't cover the blood. So the Marma said, why not? El Asafik Mai Taima. What's the reason by Asafik, what's the reason why this Koi, this animal, which we're not sure if it's a Chaya or Behemoth, what's the reason why you can't do Kisei Adam? You're not allowed to cover the blood on Yom Tov. So what are you going to tell me? Dilma, maybe Ovid Katisha. Maybe you're going to do grinding. Because in your pile of dirt, you're going to scoop it, even if it's soft dirt. Maybe still you're going to end up doing Katisha by mistake. You're going to end up grinding up some of the dirt. So therefore, we don't want you to do it. The Rabbanan are afraid you're going to do Katisha. The Rabbanan are afraid you're going to end up grinding and do Esther Derais. So we tell you, don't do Kisei Adam. Because we're afraid while you try to do your mitzvah, you're going to end up grinding up some dirt. Right? That's why we don't want you to do it. Because why I asked the obvious question, Vaday Nami. In the case of Vaday also, Nigzer Mishum Katisha. In the case of Avadei also, we should make exam. Meaning, in the case of Avadei animal, let's say you're certainly chayav in Kisei Adam. It's for sure a chayav, right? They also shouldn't let you do Kisei Adam on Yom Tov, because we should make exam an exemption of Katisha. We should make exam that maybe you're going to grind up some dirt. Why only tell me in the case of Safed? In the case of Avadei also, you shouldn't let you do Kisei Adam. Mara said, no, they're very different. Gemara says it's very well. On Ches Oed Beis, 8b, 10 lines from the top. Gemara says no. Katisha Vadai, Ki Ka'avit Katisha, Asi Asei, V'dachay Esloiz Asei. When you're going to grind up, even if you do grind up the dirt, in a scenario of a Vadai, in a scenario where you definitely know this thing is a Chai and you need Kisei Adam, Kika Avid Katisha, even when you're going to do Katisha, Asi Asay, comes the Asay, the Asay, the mitzvah Asay of Kisay Adam. Some people say that the mitzvah Asay of Samachtim Hagecha, to be happy on Yom Tov. But Asi Asay, the Asay, let's assume, of Kisay Adam, the Dochi as Lois Asay, it'll push away the Lois Asay of the Isra of don't grind, don't do malacha, which includes don't grind. So then we go back to our rule of asay derech alois asay. Right, we have the rule all over Shas. Right, that a positive, if you in a scenario we you have a positive commandment and a negative commandment coming at the same time. Right, we allow you to do the positive commandment. Right, and it pushes away the negative commandment. There's no negative commandment in this scenario. The asay pushes away the alois asay. So that's the Mar's answer right now. In a case where you definitely know it's a chaya and needs kisui adam, so then go do kisui adam, go start digging, shoveling it out, go shovel out, and even if by mistake you ended up grinding some dirt, it's fine, because the asay, the mitzvah asay, you're in the middle of trying to do a mitzvah asay of kisui adam, will push away the list asay of don't do work on Yom Tov, so it's okay. But in a case of safek, we can't say this. In a case of safek. But if you're in a case of suffix, what's the problem then? Your suffix assay can't push away the listener. If you're not sure if you have assay, it can't push away the list assay. So therefore, in a case of suffix, you're not sure if you have assay of kisi adah, because I'm by a koi, I'm not sure if I have mitzvah assay. So you can't do it. Because just in case, you might do a list assay. You might grind up some. Right? You might grind up some dirt. You don't have a hetzer to grind up dirt today if you're not doing a mitzvah saseh. So in the case of vada, where you're certainly doing a mitzvah saseh of kisui adam, we let you shovel there, because even if you do a lois saseh, even if you end up grinding up some of the dirt, it's okay, because the mitzvah saseh pushes away the lois saseh. But if you're a suffix, you're not sure if you have a mitzvah saseh here, right? So if you're not sure if you have a mitzvah saseh, you can't do this, because you might be transgressing a lois asay for nothing, for no reason. So you're not just grind dirt on Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't. We tell you don't cover it on Yom Tov. Let's see Rashi. Dilma ka'avit katisha. 13 lines down, the narrow lines Rashi. So Dilma ka'avit katisha. Karsina, that's our gear. So Rashi had the same gear as we have. That we're afraid maybe you're going to end up grinding some of the dirt. Shema, maybe. Yehu regard sham regard. There will be over there regard like thick clumps of dirt. Yachtishem, you know, and I'm grinding it. Rashi, Gemara knows. Rashi explaining. We know already the case is it's already offered to chuach. We're dealing with soft dirt. Maybe in that soft dirt there will still be pieces of hard dirt. You end up grinding, right?
Is it crushing a better word than grinding?
It's a talda of grinding. It's a talda of talking.
Talda of grinding. Using very Katishas, but really you're saying crushing.
Crush it. Shema, you're a government Katisha, maybe there's going to be a piece of it, and you're going to end up crushing it. So then Gemara said, what do you mean? So then, why is that only in the case of a suffix? Even in the case where you certainly need Kisi Adam, in the case of Vada, in a regular Chaya. Also, Vada Nigzer, Mishum Katisha. In the case of Vada also, Vada Nami. In the case of Vada also, we definitely know that it's a Chaya. Chazal should also make a Gzera. That we're afraid you can do Katisha, we shouldn't let you do Kisi Adam. So Rashi comes right into the answer, Mashadi, the Gemara answers. Kivan sits. The right problem, most of the time, in Tarech Lechtesh. You're not going to have to grind. Most of the time, you already have soft dirt, you're not going to have to grind. So therefore, Lagazar Rabbanan, Mishum Katisha. The Rabbanan weren't Geyser because of Katisha, they weren't afraid of Katisha. Weren't crazy because of Katisha. The Inami Azul Nikah is even if also you'll come to this, even if you're going to come to do Katisha, even if you will come to Katisha, Lavi Sur Duraisi, because you're not doing Isra Duraisa. Oh, don't work on Yom Tov, don't grind on Yom Tov. Why? The Asi Asay the Vichaseo offer comes the Mitzvah Asay of Vichaseo offer, you should cover with dirt. Comes the Mitzvah Asay of Kisi Hadam. Vidachi, and it pushes away loisasa malacha, or pushes away the negative commandment of loisasa malacha, don't work on Yom Tov. The Kaimalov Parak Yivamas. It's already established to us in the Parakama de Yivamas, the first chapter in Yivamas, and Daftarim and Aleph, that we have this rule of Asay, Toicha, as Lois Asay. And Asay pushes off a Lois Asay, which means in a scenario we have a Asay, and you also have in the way a Lois Asay. The Asay pushes away, since I have its Asay, it pushes away for the scenario, the Lois Asay, and we're not afraid, that we don't care about the Lois Asay, the negative commandment doesn't apply over here. Fine. Good. So that's the Gemara's answer as of now. That's the Gemara's answer. Yeah? That why in a case of Safek, why in a case of Safek can't you do Kisi Adam? Their answer is over there. I don't have a definite assay to push away Malaysia assay of crushing the dirt.
That's what we're bringing in the case of Koi, the differentiator.
Right. Because over there, that's what we're bringing the case of Koi to teach me. But over there, you can't do Kisi Adam. We don't let you do Kisi Adam, right? But in the case of the Vaday, we would let you, if you certainly know it's a Chaya, we would let you do Kisi Adam. We would let you do Kisi Adam because your Asay, your Mitzvah Asay, your definite Mitzvah Asay of Kisi Adam will push away your Lois Asay.
You also say crushing or crumbling?
Right. Okay. So in the case of the Vaday, we let you do it. However, in the case of Suffolk, the Rabbana, I'm going to allow you to do it. The Rabbana, I'm going to say, You don't have a definite essay over here. This essay can't push away the lowest essay.
The question of the essay is the suffix of the court. The
suffix
of the
court
is the
essay. Suffix essay. So here's the suffix essay. So you're nothing pushing away your lowest essay. You maybe have an essay here. It's not good enough for us. Therefore, you can't do Kisi Adam on a quiet on.
Pattern of
I say they're holistic because you don't for sure have Asay, correct? Because when I ask the question, we don't really, you can't really say over here Asay the Cholest Asay. You can't bring this rule of Asay the Cholest Asay in a case of Kisi Adam on Yom Tov. So let's see the one further. 10 lines from the top. Amar, say, the Gemara is asking a question like this. Amar, the Amrinan, Asi Asay, Vidachi, Slois Asay. Say that when do we say this rule that Asi Asay Asay comes, the positive commandment comes, Vidachi is lost Asay, and it pushes away Elos Asay. When do we say such a rule? Kagari, for example, Mila Bitsaras. The scenario where you're stuck, you have a Mila and you also have Tsaras. We'll explain in a minute. Inami, or also you could have another scenario of Satan Bitsitis. That over there, at the same time, you have to uproot the law that you're uprooting the lois asay, the negative commandment. Kamukam la asay, you're establishing and you're fulfilling the asay in those scenarios. But hacha over here, in our scenario, by kisei hada, beidna at the time the kama akar la, that you're uprooting the law at the time that you're digging. Like mukim asay, you're not establishing the asay at the same exact time. Meaning like this. We're saying, why do we say the concept of asay the chalas say? By case of Mila Bitaras. Let's see Rashi. What's that case of Mila Bitaras? The case you have Mila and you have Taras. The chsiv, the pasuk says, he shomer benega ha-taras. Be careful with the nega taras. Betani, we learned in a braisa. But koitits bahartai, when one is cutting off their baharis, their taras, Hakasim Midaba, that's what the pasuk is referring to. That is it the rice of the cut? Let's say a person gets taras. So every guy has a very simple ace. Instead of going through a whole purification process and everything, just cut it off. Sounds easy. Commentary it says, also the rice, if a person gets taras, they're not allowed to go to the skin doctor and cut it off. And now they just cut it off. But Vitani Bigamara, we learned in a Gemara, the Imlahevi Kli. Right, the parak of Lo Hevi Kli, the 18th parak of Masechta Shabbos, that what does it say over there on page Kuf Lamed Beis on the base, that Yimol Basar Ar Lasai, that the pasuk teaching me on the 8th day you shall give a bris milah, right? You should mal the basar ar lasai. You should take away the basar, the meat of the arla, of the arla, which we learn from that pasuk afilu b'makom baharis. Even if it's in the place over there, there's a Baharis. In the place of the Bris Milah, there's a Baharis. There is a Taras over there. Still, Yakutz, still, you should cut it off. So, which means, even if a person got Taras, right? And we have to do a bris milah. We got a saras on the place of the arl. We have to cut it off. The asay of milah pushes off the lois asay of don't cut off saras. Right? So you have the concept of the asay pushes off the lois asay. Correct? But over there, at the same time, while I'm doing the lois asay, while I'm going against the Torah of cutting off, doing the seemingly the lois asay of cutting off the saras, that's the same exact time that I'm doing the mitzvah. Right? At the time I'm cutting the saras, I'm also doing bris milah.
How can you do both? He's cutting and then he's doing the milah.
No, what do you mean? It's part of the bris milah. It's cutting it off. There's two parts of bris milah. Cutting it off. While you're cutting it, that's cutting off the thing. It's cutting off the bris milah. Mitzvah
saying. Cutting it off in order to do the milah. No?
No, it's in the same place. It's on the arla. It's on the place of the milah saras. So you, while I'm doing this mitzvah of cutting off the milah, it's on the arla, yeah. So as I'm doing the mitzvahs, I say I'm doing bris milah.
Yeah.
I'm cutting off. So as I'm doing the lois, I say I'm doing that. I'm going against the Torah. I'm doing the lois of cutting off of ours. I'm also cutting a bris milah. So over there, it makes sense to say that I say pushes away the lois. So at the same time I'm doing the lois, I say I'm also doing the asay.
Simultaneously.
Or what was inami? Or also, let's see Rashi further. Tzitzis v'kalai. If you're wearing tzitzis with sha'anis on, v'chsiv that it's written. The Torah says in Devarim, don't wear sha'anis. Right? You're not allowed to wear wool and linen. A mixture. Don't wear a mixture of wool and linen. The Sabbath lay, right next to it, what does it say? Gedilin ta'asalach, which referring to tzitzis, like strands make for yourself. Which referring to tzitzis. Right? So what do we learn from there? We learn smuchim, it's a smuchim, right? We know the Torah says near things near each other, we darshan that are teaching things onto each other. So the Gemara learns, right, that's the Gemara Rashman after the Gemara Yivamis learns that the asay of tzitzis pushes away the lois asay of wearing sha'anis. Because the fact that the Torah put them next to each other, the fact that the Torah said don't wear sha'anis, and the next pasuk says you should wear tzitzis, what's that telling you? Why they put them near each other? Put it near judge to teach me that if you're wearing tzitzit, I don't care about shanis. Even if you're tzitzit, your strings, let's say, are your tchela strings are going to be wool, and the rest of your bagel will be linen. It's okay. So, but over there also, at the same time I'm doing the lois say, while I'm doing the shanis, I'm wearing shanis. I'm also doing the mitzvah say of wearing tzitzit, right? So let's just finish Rashi. But sabach like gedilim tasla. The b'sha'as milah, because at the time of the milah, oy b'sha'as levishas ha'talas, or at the time that you're wearing the talas, at the time you're doing the mitzvah d'oraisa, the asay, me'akar lav, you're uprooting the lav, the lois asay, u'mekarim asay, you're fulfilling the asay. Aval, however, but asay zeh, this asay in our Gemara, of kisi atam, kishu kaitish, when he's crumbling the dirt, over Balav, he's transgressing the law. For I say with the positive commandment, in a Mekayim, you're not fulfilling it, Ashichas, until you cover it. So when are you doing the law? While you're digging, you're doing the law. Step one, right? When's that say?
After
you swallow the court. Right, when I'm covering, right? I shoveled it up. This is one action, it seems like. I just did the law of grunt. A minute later, I cover it, right? So that it's not simultaneously, right? I'm doing the lois asay in 1 minute, and a minute later I'm doing I'm fulfilling the asay. So the concept of asay dechal lois doesn't apply. When do you say the concept that one my asay pushes away my lois asay if they're simultaneous, right? By I'm taking off the saras and I'm also doing milah. I'm wearing shatnas, but I'm also wearing tzitzis. But in our case, we're it's at two different times. Mara say you can't say the rule of asay dechal lois, right? First I'm digging, that's the negative commandment of crushing. And then a minute later, I'm covering. Just two different times. So you can't say the rule by Seder Chalais Asay. Yes, question. What's the question?
What's the getter of the Asay Deiche Leit Asay with regards to Tzitzis? Can you have the Begit of the Tzitzis also, or of the Talis also be Shatnas? Or is it just Shatnas between the strings and the Begit?
It's a good question. It seems like we don't care. It seems like even...
Because there's no reason to have a begad shatnas.
There's no reason to have your strings different than your begad either. Just make everything wool. Why can't you just make everything wool? Right, just make everything wool. Why can't you make your strings wool? For some reason, in this mitzvah, Shan isn't going to touch you. It's not going to bother you. Wait, this whole mixture.
Why wouldn't the Rabbanan Goyzer anyways? Because it's mamish. Like, there's no reason. There's no reason to have a Shabbos. Because we don't care. We don't care about Shabbos. There's no reason to have a Shabbos.
There are certain areas where you need. Let's say all you have is this linen bag, and your tchelos have to be wool. You only have a linen bag. Let's say this is my scenario. The Torah lets me do it. The Rabbanan Goyzer say you can't do mitzvahs. They didn't feel necessary to say you can't do mitzvahs. Right? You have a scenario. All you only have linen. These are we have a lot of stuff. We have thousands of clothing. Just look outside. The Kohanim, the worst case is not, right? They had to wear Shabbos in the Ketonet, right? But over here we're saying the mitzvah of tzitzis. In tzitzis, either you don't have to, it's interesting. In this case, you don't have to. What?
Also, allergic, can't wear wool.
But if you have, not these days. Only these things we can't do that because
only when you have to
right, again, right. Important to note that's only
and
when
we have a suffix mitzvah to say, so it doesn't push it off the list. I say,
right.
Now we have a suffix mitzvah, right? So these days, we don't for sure know it's tchilah.
So these days we can't do. We don't have for sure a say to push away the list to have shans, right? But you see, saying it's like a suffix. The tchilah we have now is a suffix, not.
So it's just that it doesn't even involve the tzitzis, so it doesn't matter. No, it's a suffix according to the people that hold the right thing, it's the mitzvah.
If you hold that's the right tchilas, one of the tchilas are right, so that the whole point is to get the kind of mitzvah say b'shleimus. I mean, the mitzvah say the complete mitzvah say of tzitzis is with tchilas. There's still right. Meaning
the topic on mother or not.
No, the mishrom mitzvah say in our tzitzis, but the say the chalitza was coming from tchilas for some reason.
Yeah.
We get a mitzvah stay for wearing tzitzis. Yeah. We still get, I mean, it's not the mitzvah stay of tchilas also means the mitzvah stay of wearing tzitzis.
Oh, the mitzvah stay of wearing tchilas is
right.
Not right.
For some reason, you needed that mitzvah stay to go against shadus. I mean, the regular mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, the mitzvah just of wearing tzitzis, isn't enough to go, doesn't go against shadus. It's the tchilas.
What would be the mitzvah wearing that tzitzis? That
these days, our tzitzis, still mitzvah stay.
I know it's the tchilas after tchilas.
Because these days, that's what we can't wear it these days. It's interesting. For some reason, it's the only way you have tchilas. Yeah, it's the only way you have tchilas.
I know. I don't know why it works.
That's how it works. Meaning, these days you can't wear shadows on. Even though we're still doing a mitzvah say.
How do you do the mitzvah say?
We wear a mitzvah say. No, I'm saying if I wear tzitzit today.
How do you do it then?
Why take strings?
What's your scenario?
I thought
you can't have a shadows tzitzit still. That you can have like a. You can have strings that aren't cotton with a linen tzitzit, I thought.
Okay, well, with
linen begad.
That's cotton. It's not, we're not only wool and linen today. You got, that's the difference, Shalif. You let it have two different types of cotton with wool. Because the shoots, everything has to be the same, wool on wool. That's the difference, Shalif. Well, wool and cotton. It's not what we're talking about, wool and linen. Another species that's not shot. That's the Shalif. Shulchan Aruch sound like you need both to be wool. To be kind of all the sheets is the right stuff. But wool and linen. There's a sure mitzvah say of tzitzis. Even when we wear tzitzis today, we get the mitzvah say of wearing tzitzis. There's another also mitzvah say to wear tchilas. Also, it's another mitzvah say.
Right, but how you have the lobes to say and to say?
What's the word?
Well, you say how?
I can have strings of. Why can I have a bagot of wool and strings of linen?
Because in the strings of linen isn't doing anything to counteract the. You're just in a lobes to say.
Why? I'm wearing tzitzis right now. It's making my tzitzis.
If you didn't.
Why? Who cares? Right now, it's making my tzitzis. I'm doing
what
the mitzvah.
What do you do with my mikolos to say to your essay? You didn't make an essay to your lobes. You have to make an essay to your lobes to say. You don't make a lobes to say to an essay.
The state's putting on tzitzis.
What?
Wearing tzitzis.
Yeah, you have to. What's the lobes to say?
To wear shatness.
The lobes to say shatness. That's what has to be holding. The tzitzis has to come and uproot it.
Right, so my mitzvah of tzitzis should uproot the shatness.
The mitzvah of the.
I understand. I'm saying that also is a mitzvah tzitzis also. For some reason it doesn't work like this. The mitzvah tchilas is
Rashi says clearly.
I know. He's
the mitzvah I say has to come and uproot the losa say. The losa say has to be standing. How would you make the losa say standing otherwise?
The losa say is already. I think the way I understand
it. You're wearing tzitzis. It's got to be kosher tzitzis. How are you going to make a losa say out of it? To uproot something.
No, but it is shatness.
How are you going to
bring up? It's already shatness. Understand? I'm wearing shatness. The beged has shot. There is a lo sasa here.
How do you make a wearing a bed of shot?
Because I put the tzitzis on first. I didn't do it on me. I took it off of me. I sewed shot. You let it have shot as a front of you in your draw.
Okay.
I sewed a beged of shot. I'm not doing any isser. And then you tie tzitzis onto it. So now you say. Of course it is asteis, pushing with the lizard. Why that's asteis, pushing with the lizard? Why not?
Are you saying that it's made in the same thing? It doesn't come and uproot it. That's made already. It's made into it.
But I think the uprooting is...
I think once you put it on, then you will go.
It's not like I put it on. It was like this before that, I don't think.
Right, there's nothing you want before the other.
Yeah. It's at the same time dafka.
Why does it come before the other one? I don't think it's come before. You uproot it because they're both here. I have asteis coming simultaneously with the lizard. So what are we saying? So we're saying our case is not. Our case is not a case of a seder chalos tasei. Because our case, first you take the shovel, first you did the lois tasei, and then you went and covered it. So first you did the grinding, the crushing, and then you're covering it. So you don't have a seder chalos tasei over here. The Gemara asks.
The ox starts to move once you put it on, you're not allowed to wear shatnas. You can put sitzis onto a mixture of shatnas.
It could be also, yeah,
I don't think you could.
No.
But that's
specifically,
I know.
And sewing the thing is not shatnas on itself.
How do you know?
So look at the Gemara.
We're talking about the linen garment, not mixed garment.
Right, it's a linen garment.
How do you know?
That's a good question. I know the case.
Garment is already shot and without the CT, forget it.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Well, why are you saying that?
Unless it's.
I don't know. Over here we're talking about a case that the garment is linen and the tzitzis are wool. That's all. We're not going to. I don't know the whole sugya of shatnez. I'll say there for less. Well, then you've missed Aftalit. We'll get to the sugya over there. I don't know if the beggar can shot. But over here, we're bringing in for the scenarios, the sole scenario, the beged is linen and the strings are the strings of tchelis are wool. Because the tchelis had to be wool. For some reason, you could only have available a linen beged. So the Torah says, you're allowed to shine. This is the case we're talking about here, a simple case. You only have available is a linen beged, and you have to, and your tchelis has to be wool. So you put your wool on, you're allowed to put wool on, you're allowed to take your wool strings and tie them to your linen beged. Fine, but we're saying this case is only a seder chalos tasei, right? That's the case of asay the chalos tasei. So that's when it's simultaneous. You're asay and you're losasay. But a case where they're separate, maybe not. Maybe you can't do it. So my answer is no. I can figure out in our scenario where they're both at the same time. How do you have them both at the same time? How can you be doing your losasay and your asay at the same time? My digging and my kisti adam at the same time. What is it? You did it in one shot, in one action. But the Havai Kash, it's not a question. The Bahade, the Kaddish, the together, the same time, while you were Kaddish, while you were crushing this stuff. Kamachasa, you also covered it. It happened at the same time. So at the same time, when I'm uprooting the lab, I'm also filling the Asay. Therefore, let the mitzvah kisi adam come and push away the license they have doing Malacha on Yom Tov. So the Marisai, we still remain with Asay the Chalais Asay. One wants to say, is there any case of Vaadai? Right? So the one wants to remain with the original to this territory we're going with. In a case of Vaadai, you certainly have an Asay. We will push away the Lois Asay. The time I'm crushing, I'm also going to cover it over.
How do you do that?
Let's say you do it one shovelful. That's easy. So he wants to say, one shovelful.
Or he's crushing over the blood?
Or you can say like this. You can say, I have softer and I crushed it over the blood. Okay, here we were afraid. We were actually crushing. I guess when you're putting it down over the blood, we're not afraid you're going to crush it. Okay, but we were really more afraid when you're like digging a little bit, you're crushing also. So it sounds like you're like...
I don't remember how to come it came, the Iker Mitzvah was covering after, yeah? And the blood after. Okay, so
that's the Shavuot finishing of the Mitzvah, yeah. After covering after, yeah. Yeah. So, unless you can ask how do you cover the first time. The fetus you have to cover on Yom the first time.
Yeah.
You're doing a hechsher asay. It's not a question. So,
but it seems like everyone holds that you already have to have dirt from the first time anyways.
So we pass. Where is it? She cannot have that.
Both Shema and Beis Yisrael hold that they have to have dirt to cover from before.
In Beis Shammah, there's one sheet of Yidom. Right? According to Rabbi Yosef, in Beis Shammah, we'll see. Work with it. If you're after. And, fine. So the company says we have a good pshat. In the case of Vaday, in the case we have a Vaday Chaya that needs Kisri Hadam, so then the Asay of Kisri Hadam comes and pushes away the Los Asay of crushing. Fine. But in the case of Safik, we have a Safik Asay. It can't push away the Los Asay. Right? Kalmar says, I don't like your pshat. So. At the end of the day, your pshat doesn't make sense. Yom Tov, Asay v'lo Asay. To do malacha on Yom Tov, you have to transgress a positive commandment and a negative commandment. Right? Your Asay is not powerful enough to push away a lois Asay and a Asay. Right? Because why was Asay so strong? Because a positive is stronger than a negative. Right? It's very nice. But if you have another side coming against you, a negative and a positive, you're not stronger. They're stronger. Yeah, right?
To push off, you have a positive and a negative. Or a positive and a negative can't push off a positive?
Like this. A positive is, let's say we'll give it a number. A positive is a number two.
Right.
So a positive could push off a negative, which is only number one.
Right.
Good. So I'm a two, I'm stronger than you, number one. Okay. But now let's say I'm a two, I'm positive. But on your side, you also have a two
positive
and a one.
Negative, right?
So you're three. I can't win you. I'm two and you're three.
So a positive can't push up a positive and a negative. It's just like when you brought an example on Yom Tov, which is the positive. The negative was the positive to do Yom Tov, but the negative was to do...
The positive is to do Kisri Hadam. So my positive Asay of Kisri Hadam, which we'll give it a number two, can't push off my crushing on Yom Tov, which is a two and a one, which is three. Because over there it's Asay and a less Asay, right? I'm not strong enough to push away a three. I'm a two. I can't push away three. That's one shot. Asay can't push away a less than Asay. So we're saying, that's not a good reason. You're talking about Vaday, why are you allowed to do the Kisri Hadam? You might crush. You tell me we don't care because the Asay pushes away the list. It's not true. It's not a good reason. Because your Asay is you're only a two. You can't push away the list and Asay, which is a three. Right? You can't push it away. So basically we're back to the question, why in the case of Vaday Chai you let me do Kisri Hadam? Right? Case of it must be you don't really care about I might grind, right? We're dealing with soft dirt. You're not so worried I might grind. There's no, you're not so worried. I ground up the dirt, you're not worried. I have ground up dirt. Offer to Chuach, you're not worried. So what's the first thing? Back to the question again. What's the difference between Safik and Vaday? Why Vaday Chai? You tell me on Yom Tov you're allowed to shef, you're allowed to do Kisri Hadam. And the Safik, by the call, you tell me I can't. Why not? What's the difference? So we're back to the question. Let's just see Rashi. Why is Yom Tov Asay and Elois Asay? Asay v'Elois Asay. The chesiv, because it's written by Yom Harishon Shabbosin, right? It's also written on the first day of Yom Tov Shabbos, you should rest. The mashma shvus, which is mashma, it's a positive commandment. Rest. It's telling you rest. So we have rest. We mentioned earlier we have lo yisasa malacha, which is a negative. So you have a positive and a negative. So Kisri Hadam is not strong enough. Kisri Hadam is only a positive. You can't push away a positive and a negative. So back to the question. What's pshat? Right, this whole pshat you give me today about that over there it's Asay Dechol Eis Asay, and by us it's no Asay Dechol Eis Asay, it's not a good pshat, because Asay Dechol Eis Asay does not work over there, because it's Asay Dechol Eis Asay. Comes in Gemara's new pshat, Elo Amar Rava, comes Rava, and Rava says a new pshat, which really seems to be explaining the pshat we said on the third line of the Gemara, which said all the change was really Rava. Our Gemara says Rava was really Rava, because that pshat really made no sense, but I threw it out in 2 seconds. Right, the Rava was telling me, it's considered for a Vaday, because stuff is the sand is considered prepared, but not for a case of a Safa. The Gemara didn't understand it, we threw it out right away. But Rava expresses himself and explains himself in a different light now, and now it's more understandable. It's still a Kaddish, but it's more understandable what he's saying. Ela Amar Rava, rather Rava says this is the Pshat. Right, that's the wrong Pshat. Ela always means that Pshat's wrong, rather I'm saying a new Pshat. Efer Kira, the dust of the Kira, or all the other examples, right? It doesn't mean only mean Efer Kira, all your examples of the shovel stuck in the ground, all those examples. When you prepare it, we're really dealing, you did prepare the dirt.
Question, how do you know that in the Gemara that it's not just this one example? And I understand how it's also the other two, but like...
So then why you don't realize, so if it's a friend saying, because you'll see from the flow of the Gemara further, it doesn't make sense. But the Gemara further, it doesn't make sense. That's why.
So you can learn it retroactively.
Whatever, they say, because you will see further, it was the word there once before, also, Amr Alf, also, didn't make sense. We said even Kira, we said because it really meant all the Kira. In the beginning of the Sugya, also, we did it once. So, really, and also, they say again over here, also, you'll see the word flow in the Gemara, that it doesn't really only mean, if Kira also means the other cases.
No, I hear.
And what's it called? See the case in a second, when we bring Rabba, that's saying offering, we mean the case of dirt. When you see he's talking about even regulatory, he's not only talking about the case of Eric here is like an example. We don't say all the cases every time. Eric here is one example. I know because I see the Achrayim where we had a fancy Gemara explains. That's what it means.
But I just think in general, like when you say another question, do you also follow that same shorthand?
It depends. Sometimes you just give one example. There are times you give one example. We really mean all of them. You don't get like stuck on the Gemara further. If they're all similar cases, they're all basically ways of preparing it. Right? It's just different ways how to prepare. Either for Kira or Decker. No, so it's just, so we gave one example of preparation. Yeah, if it gave a lot of examples, we gave one example, usually you could assume it's the same thing. El Amarabo, if your Kira, Daito Levadai, the Ain Daito Lesafik. When you prepare your dirt, when you prepare it in your mind, right, we're going to see this Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to prepare stuff, or else it's Mukta. You only prepare things that you're definitely going to need for a definite purpose. Right? In your mind, when you're preparing dirt, you're only preparing dirt for things you for sure need it for. The aim, daite l'safik. He says, when you prepare your efekira, daite l'vada, your mind is what you need it what you certainly need it. The aim, daite l'safik, which means, even if I had a mind, I'm preparing this dirt for kisti adam, right? But it could be only for the animals that you certainly need kisti adam for something which is a vada chayim. You didn't intend that it should go for a kite also. That wasn't in your mindset. And since you weren't 100% cognizant on things that you might need it for, it's still mukta. It's a chiddush, right? That's still the difference. Even in Rabbi Yehuda, we have a multi-purpose sandbox, right? So your multi-purpose sandbox is only for definitive purposes, only for a situation where I'm for sure going to need it. Where if I need it, I mean, I'm preparing it for a case that will come up that I'm going to need it. You're not, but your mindset isn't, oh, I might, for a case where I might need it, you're not preparing it for that. That's your mindset. And therefore, mukta goes by your mind. So since it's only prepared for things that you definitely need it for, a kai, which is a suffix if it needs it, for kisi adam, therefore it's not prepared for kai, and therefore we don't let you shechlin. Even if you shechlin, we don't let you cover, because it's still mukta. Chacham Ramam is strict on their mukta, they don't let down on their mukta. So even if you already shechlin, too bad, you still can't do kisi adam because of mukta.
The same thing is not considered mukta for a vadai, but it is considered mukta.
Correct. That's Rabbi's Chiddush. Yeah, Rabbi said you could have one object that for me, it's not mukta for a vadai, but it's still mukta for a tzaddik because I only intended to use it for a vadai. Yeah, it's a chiddush. I don't think it's possible. It's a halacha, but there's Rabbi's Chiddush and another chiddush in mukta. He's like narrowing down the mukta. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to have it in mind. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't even have to have it in mind. Nothing's mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to have it in mind, and Rabbi says you have to have it more directly in mind for vadai. And since that's what your mind is on, that's what's good enough. That it's going to help. It's not mukta. That is Rav's shita. For us, the Rav Latame, Rav is going according to his reasoning. He's going to shita. So this is a shita that he explained to us. We know this is Rav's shita. The Amar Rav, Rav tells us. Rav said, "Hichnis afar l'chasas b'tzarim." Let's say you brought in dirt to prepare it to cover over toya in your house. Right? These had the kids before they came out with diapers before they were so fancy. Right? They didn't have diapers, so the kids walked around. Let's say they went to the bathroom all over your fancy mud dining room. You have to take dirt and cover it over so it shouldn't smell up your dining room. Right? But it's not a vade, because first of all, the kids didn't have to go to the bathroom in your dining room. He could have went to the bathroom outside in the way he's supposed to, in the potty outside. But he didn't. He had an accident. So Rabbi says, when you prepare this dirt, I'm preparing dirt for accidents. So when you prepare it, I'm not for sure preparing it for sure I'm going to need it, right? Just in case the kid doesn't make it to the outhouse and he's going to go to the bathroom in the middle of my dining room, so then I have dirt to cover it over, right? That's Rebbe's case. So if you prepare it for a case where I might need it, so then also you had in mind, for sure you're having in mind to prepare also for cases where you for sure need it, right? But if, what, let's say it's the other way. Let's say I prepare the dirt to do kisi adam on a bird, which for sure needs kisi adam, right? So my mind is to use it for a definite purpose. I'm definitely going to shut up where I need. So then it doesn't help me to cover over the child's accident. Why? Because there, it's mukta. Because I only intended, I was only cognizant to intend to prepare for definite uses for Kisei Adam, where I'm for sure going to need it tomorrow for my Kisei Adam. But if you didn't have it in mind to prepare for a case that might happen, my son might have an accident in the dining room and it's going to smell, I have to cover it over. Right? So that's Rebbe's, because again, that's Rebbe's concept. That when you prepare for, in a normal case, when you're preparing things, you prepare it for a vaday, for definite uses, you didn't need to prepare it for a case where you might need it. But if you've prepared it for a case where you may need it, for sure it's considered prepared for cases where you for sure need it. That's Rebbe's case. Let's see Rebbe inside. Almost finished. Everybody relax. Rebbe goes according to his reasoning. Rebbe says, "Hichnis afar lechasas by tzaya. If you brought in the dirt to cover over the tzaya, the excrement, then mutter lechasas by tabzi par. You're allowed to cover over the bird. So if you brought it in for a maybe, you prepared it because you might need it, then you're allowed to use it for dam tzipar, for kisei dam, which you for sure need. But dam tzipar, if you prepared it for the bird, the blood of the bird to do kisei adam, then asr lechasas by tzaya, then it's asr to cover the tzaya. Let's see Rashi, and we'll stop over here. Eight lines up from the wide lines, go eight lines up in Rashi. Ein daite lesafik. Right, Rav says, when you had a mind to prepare for definite uses, you did not intend to use it for cases that you're in doubt if you'll need. Hilkach, therefore, Isser Mukta, there is an Isser of Mukta. But who then? The same applies to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav says, even in Rabbi Yehuda's case, Rashi wants to say, that you made a multi-purpose sandbox, still you only prepared it for Vaday, for definite, where you're definitely going to need it. You didn't have in mind to use it for a case where you're in doubt. So the Chiddush Rashi, Rav says, even for Rabbi Yehuda, it's still, you only prepare your multi-purpose sandbox in a case where you're definitely going to need it, not in the case of a suffix. Let's think about this Rashi after. We'll stop here. We'll review this Gemara tomorrow, Mr. Shem, from Ella Amar Rebbe. We'll try to get this. Keep on going. So tomorrow is not review. Tomorrow we're going to go further. We're going to try to kill until we hit the Mishnah. And when we hit the Mishnah, we'll do a review. Mr. Shem, almost by the Mishnah. Keep on pushing. Make a theme on our first Mishnah.